Welcome to another edition of Keeping It Real with Kenny Rota, and today we're going to break down the Ohio State Buckeyes. I know they're one game in, but that gave me a better look at the Ohio State Buckeyes to break them down, I think, fairly. It's kind of like when I'm voting in the Harris poll. We wait 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever it is, before we cast our first ballot. So I got to see the Buckeyes for one game, and I had some preseason thoughts, and then after seeing them, I had some other thoughts pop up that I want to share with you in looking at this team that started the season ranked number 2 in the preseason polls. They dropped one spot this past week to number 3 after their 40-20 win over Buffalo. A great start. I mean, phenomenal start. They jumped out to a 23-0 lead. The two-point conversions that they were successful on, it looked like they may rack up 50, 60 points against Buffalo, but in the final three quarters of that game, they did not play well. In fact, they were outscored by Buffalo 20-17, and thus the victory was only a 20-point margin at 40-20, and probably why they dropped a spot in the poll. But let's take a look at the Ohio State Buckeyes. We'll start on the defensive side of the ball. Ohio State with one returning starter in the front seven, and that's going to be a problem for this team unless some young guys grow up quickly. Ryan Shazier, the lone returning starter in that front seven at the linebacker position, and he was in and out of last week's game because of cramps, but he by far is the best of the front seven that they have right now. He has to have a big year if the Buckeyes are not only going to contend for a Big Ten championship, but maybe a national championship. But some of those young guys really need to step their game up at the linebacker position. That means Curtis Grant. He looks like Tarzan, but he's played like Jane. He actually did a decent job last week, had 7 tackles. So that's, I guess the best way to put it, that's a positive sign from him. Let's see if he can be consistent like that throughout the season. They need Curtis Grant to do that at the linebacker position. And the other linebacker that needs to step up is Joshua Perry. He's been kind of like a roller coaster so far through the practices, preseason, and in the first game of the season, been up and down, some twists and turns. So those are your linebackers that you look at with the Ohio State Buckeyes. Up front, that's where the big hole is. They lost John Simon, that grown-ass man that Urban Meyer referred to a lot last year, the heart and soul, the leader of this football team. He's gone, and they're looking for somebody, A, to fill his shoes as a defensive end, and then B, as the leader of this defense. And I don't know if they're going to find a leader on that defensive line to fill the shoes of John Simon, but they've got some young studs that may be more athletic than John Simon and have more ability than John Simon. And we're talking about Adolphus Washington and Noah Spence. Those two sophomores need to come up big for this Ohio State front four if they're going to do some damage this year. Those guys need to collapse the pocket. They need to put pressure on the quarterback, get some sacks, create some turnovers. And then we saw last week a nice freshman contribution from Joey Bosa. He stepped in and did a nice job, and he's probably going to get more time on that front line for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So those are the main names in that front seven that need to step up and play well for Ohio State. As far as the secondary goes, when everybody's healthy, when everybody is back from suspension, which should be this week with Bradley Roby coming back after his one-game suspension, C.J. Barnett back after his ankle injury, with Christian Bryant back there at safety as well, this is a pretty good secondary. Without a doubt, in my opinion, Bradley Roby, the top cornerback in the country, and he needs to be the leader of this defense, both vocally and with his performance on the field. The last two seasons for Ohio State, Bradley Roby, in the last 2 years, 110 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss. He's picked up a sack, 5 interceptions, 23 passes broken up, 28 passes defended. He's forced a fumble, and he's recovered a fumble. That's the type of player that Bradley Roby is, and he needs to step up and atone for his miscue off the field this offseason and become the vocal leader of that defense. Again, if they're going to do some damage, not only in the Big Ten, but challenge maybe Alabama or whoever it might be for a national championship. Now, let's flip to the other side of the ball on offense. Of course, they're led by Braxton Miller, Heisman Trophy candidate, no-brainer there. He had a great offseason from what I've been told, worked on his fundamentals, his footwork. He also worked on his leadership skills, and Braxton Miller is set to have a breakout year in year number two of Urban Meyer's offense, with Tom Herman making the calls as far as the play selection goes. And those two reportedly have a great relationship, and that can only mean good things for Braxton Miller and this offense. Now, in the backfield, what's going to happen there? Well, you thought it was going to be Carlos Hyde before the season started, but then again, he had some off-field issues like Bradley Roby did. He's suspended for the first three games, so he missed his first game. He's got two more before he's due back. He almost had 1,000 yards last year for the Buckeyes, a bruising running back, 15, 16, 17 touchdowns last year. When they get him back, he will be an added dimension, especially in goal line situations that I don't think anybody in the Big Ten can stop. But in his place right now, starting at running back, is Jordan Hall. Why? Because Rod Smith, who was supposed to back up Carlos Hyde, was suspended for the first game for team penalties as well. So he didn't play last week, and all that Jordan Hall did last week was rush for a career-high 159 yards and two touchdowns. So he did a nice job filling in for the top two running backs on this team. So that shows you the depth that the Buckeyes have at the running back position, not to mention Briante Dunn and Ezekiel Elliott and Warren Ball. So they are very deep at the running back position. And if you want to call him a running back, I really look at him more as a slot receiver, an H-back. Urban Meyer refers to him as a running back, the true freshman out of Texas, Dontre Wilson. They got him the ball, I believe, five times last week. He almost broke two of them. He fumbled one other time. So it's baptism by fire for Dontre Wilson. But this is a kid, this is a name to remember, not only for this year, but over the next 2 years. He was going to go to Oregon with Chip Kelly, but when Chip Kelly left, he decided to come to Ohio State and play for Urban Meyer. And Urban Meyer thrilled to have him. And I expect the Buckeyes to get him more involved in the offense over the coming weeks. Now, when you look at the wide receiver position for the Ohio State Buckeyes, this is one that last year Urban Meyer referred to as a circus. Well, they've made strides. I don't know what Urban's calling them this year, but they've made strides as a unit. Last week, Chris Fields with two touchdown catches. He also had Devin Smith with an outstanding route and a touchdown grab last week. And of course, his phenomenal one-handed catch last year. Everybody remembers that. But Philly Brown, that's where I screwed up the Devin Brown part. Philly Brown is a guy, too, that has to come up big for the Ohio State Buckeyes this year on offense as far as playmakers go. And Urban Meyer even said after last week's game, I didn't get him involved enough in the offense. We need to get Philly Brown more involved in the offense, and I expect Urban Meyer. So here's the thing. Just mentioned a bunch of guys for you, right? Philly Brown, Devin Smith, Chris Fields, Dontre Wilson, Rod Smith, Jordan Hall, Carlos Hyde when he comes back. Let's not forget the tight ends, Jeff Heuermann and Nick Vanette. How is Braxton Miller going to keep everybody happy? That's one of the big questions that I have with this offense and with Tom Herman and Urban Meyer and Braxton Miller. How do you keep everybody happy with so many weapons? Last year, they relied so much on Braxton Miller, especially when the game was on the line, and he made big play after big play after big play to lead them to a perfect 12-0 season. This year, he's going to do some of that, but hopefully he won't have to do as much of that because of all the different weapons. But the problem there is, how do you keep everybody happy? How do you distribute the football to get it to all those different weapons? That's going to be interesting to see as it unfolds throughout the regular season. So the Buckeyes are stacked at the running back position, a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. The wide receivers are pretty good, and the offensive line should be very good with four returning starters. The only question mark there is Taylor Decker at right tackle, and he was beaten a number of times last week by Khalil Mack. But then again, Khalil Mack is going to beat a lot of people for Buffalo this year. This kid is probably going to be a first round, worst case second round pick at linebacker. He had an interception return for a touchdown last week, 2.5 sacks, and he gave Taylor Decker all kinds of fits on the offensive line. Decker starting at right tackle needs to improve. If not Decker, then somebody else will have to step in and provide that right tackle position opposite the bookend at left tackle with Jack Muhort and Corey Linsley, who only played, I believe it was 15 snaps last week because of an injury, is expected to play more this week. They did that on purpose to try and ease him back into the playing time that they will need him to play throughout the rest of this season. So offensive line should be good. Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback. This team should average at least 45 points per game, in my opinion, this year. And with Drew Basil on special teams kicking field goals, they're solid there. Cameron Johnston, the Australian punter, had a decent debut last week. They look like they're solid on special teams in the return game with Jordan Hall and Dontre Wilson, as well as maybe Rod Smith back there. So when you look at this team on paper, you can see why the Buckeyes should challenge not only for the Big Ten championship and playing that Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis, but they could challenge Alabama or Oregon or Stanford or Clemson or whoever else it might be for the national championship, which just happens to be in the Rose Bowl this year. And hopefully the Buckeyes can get all the way to the Rose Bowl and play for a national championship this season in year number two of Urban Meyer. So that's a look at the Ohio State Buckeyes. I'm excited about it. I think they're going to be undefeated going into that Michigan game. I think they will have, a 23-game winning streak going into the Michigan game, meaning if they would beat Michigan, that would be a 24-game winning streak, taking them into the Big Ten championship game. If they would win that, that would be 25 games in a row. And then if they win that, more than likely that would put them in pretty good position to play for the national championship and try and make it 26 games in a row. I know that's further down the road, and there's a long way to go, and Urban Meyer is going to make sure they take it one game at a time and that this team doesn't get too full of themselves, because that's one of the obstacles they must overcome this year, and Urban knows it. He's got to make sure he deflates their heads, their helmets, if you will, after each game, because we're going to be telling them how great they are, and he's got to tell them how bad they were, and he needs to keep them grounded so they can maintain an even keel and take everybody seriously, like San Diego State this week on Saturday at the Shoe at 3:30. So we'll see how it plays out for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Should be a lot of fun, though. Looking forward to Ping-a-ling, Buckeyes, OHIO. Looking forward to it, and we'll continue to update you on the Buckeyes throughout the season here on Keeping It Real with Kenny Rota. And that does it for this edition of Keeping It Real with Kenny Rota. Keep checking KennyRota.com and keep following me Twitches. Come on, do it on Twitter. At the Kenny Rota is my Twitter handle. And you can also email me now that we have www.kennyrota.com up and running. You can email me at my new email address, and I'll give it to you right now. It's Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, at KennyRota.com. Real simple. Kenny at KennyRota.com. You can email me there with maybe ideas for podcasts to do, some of your questions. I'll keep you posted on where I'm going to be as far as radio or TV or personal appearances. Come see me at JoJo's Sports Bar and Grill in Medina every Sunday for the Browns game. Whenever the Browns play, I'm at JoJo's Sports Bar and Grill in Medina for the first half, doing timeout for trivia, giving away great prizes, and having a lot of fun. But we'll keep you posted throughout the podcast at KennyRota.com and on Twitter at TheKennyRota as to where I'm going to be and what's going on. I appreciate all my followers, my Twitches, my listeners, all the kind words. They continue to come in. I'll let you know where I'm going to end up. But until then, we'll keep doing these podcasts and keeping in touch with you. Looking forward to it. Until next time, C-Town, keep it real. See you. Bye.